I'm John Batchelor. This is Friends of History Debating Society. Welcome Congressman Devin Nunes of California, 22 California, looking at the California wildfires to begin. Devin, a very good evening to you. The news is that the Dixie Fire in Northern California is now either the second or third largest in California history. The smoke is a pall over Northern California. I've seen reports of something called a pyrocumulus cloud that looks like an atomic bomb has been dropped as it spins up into the atmosphere. Do you see the smoke from the Dixie Fire? Good evening to you, Congressman.
Well, thanks, John. It feels kind of like Groundhog Day, the famous old movie. I feel like I'm a year ago now, we were just inundated with ashes and smoke. I'm in the central southern San Joaquin Valley. The Dixie Fire is just northeast of Sacramento. Up until just about 24, 48 hours ago, we've largely been spared from this fire that I think has been burning roughly for a couple weeks. But that smoke is really, I've been hearing from people from Nevada, from Reno, for over a week now, even people all over the western U.S. and even the Midwest who are claiming that smoke is coming from the west. So here we are again. Now it's the winds have shifted, and now the smoke is just hovering over, so much so that last night I couldn't even see the sun. In fact, I posted on Instagram, I posted a few pictures of the sun, like where you could barely make the sun out through the smoke. So here we go again. It's the same old thing. Plus, mask mandates are back in the Catholic Church. Just last night I was told that by the bishop that masks are back on again. So we've got Newsom running around with his head cut off, not knowing what to do. He doesn't want to force the mask mandates, but I think quietly they're using Fauci and company to push the mask mandates back in. But none of this, the fires, the water, none of this is going to help Newsom with a recall here in about 6 weeks or so.
About the masks, here in Western Connecticut, as of right now, Litchfield County, which is where I attend church, has masked again for the first time. The rest of Connecticut is masked, so the mask mandate is various from state to state. In your instance, the mask is associated with startlingly new numbers of the variant, the Delta variant spreading through California. What is it particularly doing in the San Joaquin Valley, the bread and fruit basket of the solar system? Is it disrupting business? Is it in any fashion holding back the recovery in your measure?
Well, from the doctors that I spoke to, the Delta variant, whether you've been vaccinated or not been vaccinated, does not seem to be as deadly. I think the big concern is this so-called Lambda variant that supposedly is from Peru. We haven't seen it yet that we know of, but that's supposed to be more deadly. So the good thing is that people seem to be getting over this. I mean, there are increases. I think the key has always been early detection, early treatment. Don't just lock yourself in the room like some of the doctors had told you before, but there are a lot of therapeutics now that work really, really well because we know so much about this virus. So it seems to be a real split, John, between left and right. If you're a red state like Florida, Texas, you're not going to lock down again. Schools are open. In California, most Republicans, conservatives feel that if it was not for the recall, that we would be in total masks, total shutdown, no schools open, et cetera, et cetera. But for now, the political pressure is forcing Newsom to not take positions. He's allowing local control, so school boards are essentially in a position to recommend a mask but aren't mandating it this time. And then I think it's going to be a real problem. You see, if any of the big corporates go ahead and put the mask mandate back in, I think you're going to see some pushback. But we'll see. This is it remains to be seen. You know, knock on wood that we continue to get good information out there and have people get treated quickly, so that you don't let it linger and let COVID turn into pneumonia, which is how most people die of this disease.
The Oroville Reservoir behind the Oroville Dam in Northern California. The news is that the Oroville Reservoir is so low, it looks like a bathtub has been drained. It's empty. That they've turned off the hydroelectric plant attached to the dam. That means that's out of the electric grid. Does that affect you in the Central Valley, Devin?
Well, this is all a reflection of the horrible water policy that has been kind of foisted on this state over the last 25 years with more and more restrictions. And so all of the reservoirs, you have to hold water back, store water, but there's been forced releases of water for fish, supposedly for fish, even though there is no science, there is no data that would support flushing water out to the ocean is actually helping fish. So I always have to remind people that when you think of the Sacramento San Joaquin Delta, where we have more water there than what flows in the Colorado River, ends up going out to the San Francisco Bay into the Pacific Ocean. We're actually using less than about 20% of that water on average. So 80% of that water is just being flushed out to the ocean on average. So the key is, and always has been, and the system was the very complex and sophisticated irrigation systems that were built here in California, they're built to withstand 5 years of drought. But the key to that is, and we're in year two of a drought, and it is a bad drought, but the key is that we had in Orrville that you mentioned, that was the one that was overflowing the spillway a few years ago, where we had to spend, I don't know, $100 million fixing the spillway. The key has been when we had those really wet years 3 or 4 years ago, we wasted so much water by not being able to just pump that water and move it around. So the science and the math remains the same as it was 100 years ago. There's plenty of water. There's plenty of infrastructure. And in fact, if we could build 2 to 3 new major dam projects here in California, we could really benefit fish and wildlife and recreation. And of course, everybody would have water to withstand a 5-year drought. But the system completely falls apart if you're releasing massive amounts of water in the wet years. Then you hit a dry year and a second dry year, and bam, you have no water. And then, what you mentioned, John, and this is the concern, hydropower is key as we're forced to put in more and more solar here in California. We have power up until the sun goes down. So what they've been able to do is they've been able to utilize nuclear power, which we've covered that here on your show the last few weeks. The last nuclear power plant is set to close here in 3 years. It's called Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant. The San Onofre Nuclear Power Plant was shuttered, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. That was down in San Diego. So there's only one left. So then that allows you to hold water back in these big storage projects. And then when the sun goes down, they begin to release to put a lot of electricity online to take the place of the solar going offline. But clearly, if you let water go in the wet years and suddenly your reservoir has no water, suddenly there's no water at 8 p.m. when the sun goes down to run through your hydroelectric generation.
Devin, when we talked about the drought in 2014, there was the phenomenon of the aquifer being drained by agriculture, and the ground was sinking. Is that still happening in the valley?
It's getting worse and worse. So what happened is the radical environmental groups brought lawsuit after lawsuit. The water has been, even though we have these large pumping stations that pump the water and move the water through large aqueducts, but now we've had forced, either the pumps have been shut down or we've had forced releases. So that has caused more people to have to run their wells to irrigate their crops, because we're in a Mediterranean climate here, John. So what that means is we really don't get rain in the breadbasket of the solar system, the Garden of Eden here. It stops raining around March, April timeframe, and then we won't get rain again until October or November. Now, so therefore, we have to have irrigation. Now, with that, everything blooms, and you can imagine this is why we get such high-quality fruits and vegetables. Because there's no rain damage like what you would see, you know, with kind of hailstorms and tornadoes and everything that you see across the Midwest, thunderstorms like you get there and on the East Coast. We don't have those, so you get bright blue sky, sunshine, no wind, no rain. Although now, of course, we have smoke and ash, which is a whole different story, gets on top of the solar panels and makes the solar panels less productive, John, and of course gets last year, I think, did a lot of damage to the grapes that were going to go into wine. There's some concern about some ashes that are going to be and kind of contaminate the wine. We don't know if that's going to be the case yet or not, but that's the concern. So look, the bottom line is, John, to answer your question, is we're now pumping water out of the ground at just an unsustainable rate. The leftists in Sacramento, the Democrats, have, you know, they create a shortage, and then they went on and put on regulations so that they're actually stopping people from pumping. So what that means is that a lot more and more land is being idled. So in my area, 3 million acres of farmland, most productive in the world, we're down. There's at least about 500,000 acres that is not being farmed this year, and that will be on its way once the leftists fully implement the groundwater regulations. And if you build no dams and continue to let water go out, that will skyrocket to about 1 million acres. So one out of every 3 acres of the most fertile farmland in the world will be idled. It's kind of a dire picture out here. It was kind of nice, John. 3 days ago, I had blue skies, and we had not been impacted by the fires. But that's gone. The haze and darkness and grayness are here, and kids got to stay inside the house, and you actually have to wear a mask outside, not because of COVID, but because of the smoke.
Author Devin Nunes of Countdown to Socialism, Congressman Devin Nunes of 22 California, the San Joaquin Valley, the bread and fruit basket of the nation. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.